With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 12, as we continue our study on dealing with the will of God. On the broadcast yesterday, I took the time and just reviewed what we had studied on the broadcast of last week. And I realize some might say, well, that's a lot of time to review. But I am aware of the fact that repetition is the best method of teaching. That's why each day on the broadcast, I take a few moments and review what we've studied the day before. We looked on yesterday at understanding the will of God, and we learned that there is the printed public will of God. By printed, I mean it's in the Word of God. By public, I mean it is for everyone. We found that there is the printed public will of God, that all sinners be saved, that all saved people be separated, and that all who are saved and separated be Spirit-filled, and that all who are saved and separated and Spirit-filled be servants of the Lord, working in the work of God. And then I pointed out to you that there is the personal will of God. Now, the personal will of God is not like the printed will of God, in the sense that the personal will of God is not written out in black and white in the Word of God. You cannot open your Bible and find the instructions that God gives personally to you with your name in it and say, this is the will of God for you. But you study the Word of God, and God places His burden of His will upon our lives, and we move by faith to fulfill the will of God. But I said to you, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your church. It's not right to just join the church of your choice or to belong to any church that you may choose. But God has a church that you will fit in. You can be a blessing to that church. That church will become a part of your life. You will become a part of that church's life. And you will be at home in that place of worship. So there is a personal will of God concerning you and your church. And again, I emphasize to the younger people who are not married, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your companion. Now, if you're already married, then the person that you're married to, it's the will of God that you stay with them until death parts you. But for those who are unmarried, then as you begin to think about marrying, then you need to consider, it's not who I might like. It's not who I might love. It's not the person that I think looks great, but it's the person that God wills that I should marry. Marry in the will of God, live in the will of God, serve God in the will of God, and be happy in the will of God. I mentioned there's a personal will of God concerning your career and your calling. But I want to move today to the third aspect of our study on understanding the will of God. Not only do we need to understand that there is the public printed will of God, and there is a personal will of God, but thirdly, we need to understand there is the progressive will of God, or there is progression in the will of God. Notice what the Word of God said in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse number 1 and verse number 2. The Bible said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice again that last phrase, that you may prove, number one, what is that good, number two, that acceptable, and number three, that perfect will of God. May I say to you, friend, this is not teaching that there are three wills of God for your life. Often you hear the expression that people are living in the perfect will of God, or they're living in the permissive will of God. I want to say to you, dear friend, God does not have an alternate to his will. God's will is right, and that's what God honors and blesses. And you and I either operate in the will of God, or we're out of the will of God. But friend, listen to me. God does not have an alternative to his will for your life. God's got a plan. God's got a place, and God's got a purpose for you. And you either find that plan, get in that place, and fulfill that purpose, or you miss out on God's best for your life. Again, may I say to you that God's will is the best plan. God's will is the safest place. And God's will is the sweetest purpose you could ever find in your life. You cannot improve upon God's will for you. You see, in the will of God, you will enjoy spiritual perception. God will reveal his will to you. God will speak to you. God will move upon your heart and your understanding, and you and the Lord will have communication together. You can speak to him. He hears you. He will speak to you, and you hear him as he does so. So you'll have spiritual perception. In the will of God, you will have spiritual peace. In fact, to me, in my own heart, one of the greatest elements of determining the will of God is the peace of God that comes in a believer's heart when that person has found the will of God. Though all the world around you may be in turmoil, but if down in your heart you are in God's will, there will be spiritual peace. There will be the peace of God that will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then in the will of God, not only there's spiritual perception, there's spiritual peace, but there'll be spiritual productivity. God will make you fruitful in the will of God. Now, you do not always judge the will of God by how much fruit you produce. Sometimes even Satan would allow you to be successful and productive out of the will of God if he could sway you by looking at that fruit as evidence you're in the will of God. But friend, there will be spiritual productivity in our lives in the will of God. And then there will be spiritual prosperity in our lives. God will bless us spiritually when we live in the will of God. But let me come now to what I want to deal with on the broadcast today. There is the progressive will of God. Notice again our text verse in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. The last part of that verse, the word of God said, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And my friend, I am convinced this speaks of the progression of the will of God in our lives. You see, first of all, when the moment we're saved, by the grace of God, we enter into the good will of God. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And this is the will of God, that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. So the moment of salvation, you enter into the good will of God. But then the Bible uses the expression, the acceptable will of God. And what does that mean? When I preach this message in a congregation, I find someone sitting down near the front who has a very small child. And I say to that parent, how's the child doing? And they say, he's doing fine. He's well. And then I say to them, how old is it? And they tell me how old it is. And let me just illustrate by them saying, the baby's a year old. And I said to them, now what you're saying to me is, that child is doing fine for a one-year-old. But if that child does not grow, if that child does not develop physically, and mentally and emotionally, if I came back to you 5 years from now and that baby is just as it is now, then you would not say that baby is doing fine. you would say there's something wrong with that. So the acceptable will of God means that we are growing in a progressive way. We're maturing spiritually. We're a growing Christian in the acceptable will of God. You see, in our mind, we look at that little baby and we say that baby is acceptable for a 1 year old. He's doing fine. He cannot talk much. He cannot walk very fast, if he can walk at all. And he does not understand very many instructions, but he's doing fine for that age level. But then as a child reaches 10 years old, they're not to operate on the same level of understanding, and they're not to function in the same manner that they did when they were a year old. And the same is true when that 10-year-old becomes a person of the late teens. We expect them to have more development. Do you get the picture? That is what the Word of God is speaking about in the acceptable will of God. You see, friend, you could have been in the acceptable will of God 5 years ago. But if you're still the same Christian you were 5 years ago, you haven't grown any, you have not matured any, then friend, you're missing it. God has got something more for you. And I'm not speaking about some type of gifts. I'm talking about growing and knowing the Lord in a more personal way. Being a better Christian, a greater witness, and more involved in the work of God. So there is that good will of God when you get saved. There is that acceptable will of God as we grow and we progress in the grace of God. And then he said there is that perfect will of God. And the perfect will of God is not talking about you hitting the bullseye, but it is the word for perfection. It is the word for maturity. It is the word for complete. It's the same word that Christ used as he hung on the cross when he said, "It is finished." This comes from the same root word. And it means that we would embrace God's total will for our life. And what a joy it would be to come down to the end of life's journey, pass through the valley of the shadow of death, and look back on life and be able to hear God say, and you know in your heart, that you had not only just been saved, and you had progressed a little bit in the work of God, but in your lifespan, you had embraced everything that God willed for your life. I want to tell you again, the will of God is not beyond the grace of God to enable you. The will of God is not beyond the provision of God to supply you. You can do everything that God wants you to do. You do not have to stand back and say, "I cannot do it." But friend, God will enable you to accomplish his perfect, complete, mature will for your life. May God help us to accomplish that before we leave our sojourn here on this earth. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.